How did you find Philip Adams? What did you think of the way he performed on Sunday?
Yeah, Philip last year was with San Francisco, played quite a bit, and actually ended up getting injured. He ended up hurting his leg at some point. But he was a guy that we had studied, you know, during the preseason. You know, and he played fairly competitively in the game on Sunday. So, I mean, I think there's room for improvement with him and with everybody else. But, you know, he went in there and he did what was asked of him, and you know, he was competitive on some plays. And hopefully, you know, he'll improve, and, you know, that will continue moving forward.
Nick, part of your job, obviously, is evaluations without worrying about a guy's name. When you look in the secondary, do you see enough talent when you take away who the guys are and where they came from and all that, and do you see as much as you guys have had in the past?
Yeah, I think anybody that's on this football team, we have a lot of confidence in, and that's why they're here. You know, when they've played, guys have had opportunities. We've had a number of guys that have made plays. You know, I think, you know, they wouldn't be here if we didn't feel good about them. So, you know, at different points, different people have been out there. Some of that has been circumstance. Some guys have been healthy for each game. Some haven't been available. So, you know, players that are on this team, we feel confident in, and everybody's job is prepare every week as if they're going to play, because really you never know when an opportunity is going to come up. So, you know, I would say that's the case.
And as far as the Jets team, when you guys faced them last time, they're obviously struggling a little bit. They have since turned it around pretty nicely. What's been the difference when you look at how they've done things?
Probably, you know, they've been pretty consistent with what they're doing. They've run the ball well here over the past 3 weeks. Green's done a nice job running the football. Curley has kind of found a niche there in the slot, kind of taking over that third receiver role with the departure of Mason. So, you know, they're getting contributions from a lot of different people, from Burris, from Santonio, from Keller, from Curley, Sean Green, LT, you know, and so they've played well offensively. They've moved the ball, and then defensively they've played at a high level, like they have really since Rex has been there. So, and they've made some plays in the kicking game. I mean, McKnight leads the league. I think he averages over 40 yards a kickoff return, which is, I mean, pretty astounding, you know, just in terms of a numerical basis. So, I mean, I think, and they've been able to play over the last three games. They've been able to play consistently. You know, they've played to their strengths, and, you know, they've won some football games. So, you know, we're expecting them. We're going to get their best shot on Sunday. I mean, you know, they're a good team. We'll be on the road, and, you know, be a fun environment. I mean, there's, you know, Sunday night, you know, playing for first place in the division. So it'll certainly be an exciting atmosphere to be a part of.
Nick, obviously you made personnel moves in the offseason. You brought players in, you know, via free agency, waiver, draft, so on and so forth. You're halfway through the year. How would you assess where you're at? Are you happy? How would you describe where you're at right now?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like you mentioned, a little, it really, it's an ongoing process. I mean, you know, we've had a number of transactions during the course of the season. Some weeks have been a little heavier than others, but I think it's just a part of the natural process. And in the end, our goal is we're trying to put, you know, the best 61, if you will, get them in the building, work with them, and get them prepared to play. So, I mean, we're halfway through a year. There's a long way to go. There's been some good things, I think, from a lot of people. There's certainly some areas that we can certainly improve, you know, both collectively and individually as players. And, you know, I'd say that's probably true of a lot of teams in the league. So, you know, we're halfway through the season. Here's where we are right now. We have 8 more games to go. You know, we'll take it really 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be some movement, going forward. I mean, which, I'm sure that will surprise nobody, but that's just kind of a natural process, and that's the way it works, and you got to be prepared for a number of things. Things happen. You lose players, injuries. I mean, there's a number of things that come into play. So, you know, you do the best you can and try to put the best team out there that you feel is going to be competitive each Sunday, and that's really the goal.
Nick,
Are you surprised or intrigued that Aaron Maben, who was pretty much left for dead a month and a half ago, seems to have turned it around?
Aaron, you know, he was a good player coming out of Penn State, productive player. You know, I can't really speak on what happened in Buffalo. That's all we can really go off is what he's done with the Jets, and he's made the most of his opportunities. He's playing a lot of their sub packages, and he's certainly provided a spark for them. Kind of coincided, you know, they lost Thomas there a little bit earlier in the season. You know, the Westerman has stepped in. He's done a nice job. So, you know, they have a lot of guys on the edge that they use, whether it's Westerman, whether it's Pace, whether it's Maben, who are all, you know, have all been productive for them. So, I mean, he's done a nice job. I mean, it's a credit to him, and it's a credit to the, you know, to the Jets coaching staff to put him in a position to be successful. So, I mean, it's tip of the cap to them.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.